The second shift begins to take place once the system reform efforts survive these pressures and generate resilient structures that reinforce the new values and actions. We get to all green, but we have got a little ways to go. In the second shift, you take the actions of the first shift, in the beginning structures that they've started to generate, and you buy in on values. Generation of goals from values, generation of action steps that are closely linked with goals, and the generation of structures formed to institutionalize the values reflected in this cascade of actions. Throughout this system, there's continuous feedback at the individual and the system level. The core and most radical idea of this graphic is that a well-functioning value-based system reverses the flow from the implicit control of structures and their unspoken values to the explicit control of values and their capacity to generate new structures, new actions, and new goals. Specifically, in systems of care that experience this second shift, the structures that are put in place reflect and evoke these new values that are derived from families, children, and youth. The system structures themselves orient system personnel towards power sharing and the primacy of family-directed collaborative care. They also allow values to grow, create, or reinforce structures. Examples of these types of structures include blended funding. They include family involvement and policy boards. They include cross-system training. Other structures are possible too. This second shift is rare because there's enormous pressures to maintain the structure that reflects this unspoken assumption of funding and regulatory bodies whose priorities aren't fundamentally derived from children, youth, and families who use services.